prove to that things like that happen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Because I love you and appreciate you more than I can express through my body. And that's the truth, too. I feel like, boy, we're saving each other thousands of years of suffering every Sunday. There's no telling how many things you don't go through as a result of our joining that you never even know about, so it's hard to be grateful for, because you don't know the accident that didn't happen, the illness that didn't happen, that relationship that hurt you that didn't happen just because of what you did today and what you're doing right now. You know, but just look at me like a being from your future telling you what you're going to go through, but you're going to become what you want to become. You're not going to lose. You're going to achieve it, because now, today, you got this really cool instruction, and today you realize that all you have to really do is to make sure that whatever it is you want, you also ask that that thing be a benefit and help to everything in the universe and everybody else. And the universe serves whatever serves the universe. Love serves what serves love. So I'm going to take about 2 or 3 minutes to quickly go back over the main points. And if you hear any sentence, go with that sentence. Also, I mean, Aaron, did you want to make an announcement? So anyway, let's let ourselves, you're looking for your sentence. It may only be one sentence, but it's your sentence. So every situation that you find yourself in is a situation that you can use to help you achieve your goal. So when you're in a situation and you're trying to set your new goal, it's okay to let your doubts and fears and your ego come in. And you let your ego come in, and you look at your ego thoughts and your fearful doubt thoughts calmly, but you don't let those doubt thoughts direct your action. So today when you walk out, make the decision that you want to let go of any lack of faith in anyone to perfectly fulfill their part in the achievement of the goal. I'll say it again. When you walk away today, you want to try to let go of your divided dedication. And divided dedication would be dedication where you believe you set the goal, but you lack faith in the ability of the other person to do their part in achieving the goal. And the way you get past that block, this is the way you get past that block. This is the way you get past the doubt block. You start telling yourself that the goal's reality is going to call forth everything that's needed in order for you to accomplish the goal. Tell yourself, I might have divided dedication, but I believe that the goal that I've set, this goal will have the power to call forth every miracle necessary to accomplish the goal. I have faith that this goal, I want this goal so much that the goal itself will call forth all of the miracles necessary to accomplish that goal. So how do you show that you have faith in that? How do you show that you have faith in the fact that the goal is going to do its thing? This is what you do. You tell yourself that nothing too small or too enormous, too weak or too compelling, but will be gently used by your goal. That everything in your life from this moment forward is going to be used for your benefit to help you achieve your goal. Every feeling, every emotion, every thought now is going to be used to help you achieve your goal of sanity and peace. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to necessarily believe that that's true. You just want to remind yourself that the thought that you want to give energy to, the thought of your new world is based on thoughts like, no matter what's happening in my life, it's going to be used to help me achieve the purpose of peace. No matter what's going on in my life right now, it's going to be used to help me achieve the purpose of peace. The universe will serve this goal gladly, as this goal serves the universe. God will serve my goal gladly, as I let my goal serve God. Love will serve my goal gladly, as I let my goal serve love. So no matter what your goal is, and it should be the truth and sanity, but no matter what your goal is, you want to say, I would love for my goal to be used for the good and the freedom and the happiness and the benefit of all of you. I would like all of my goals and purposes to be used to benefit each and every one of you. I would love all of my desires, all of my wants, all of my needs, all of my purposes and all of my goals to be used to benefit every single one of you. I want all of my thoughts, feelings and emotions and beliefs and thoughts to serve and benefit all of you. The universe will serve my goal as my goal serves the universe. So remember, God's voice speaks to you all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. Thanks for that acknowledgement, y'all. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. May the force be with you.